Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Markay from The Markay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Markay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Markay Show.
The first hour of The Markay Show starts now.
The checks are on the way.
Are we allowed to use it to continue to buy more toilet paper than I would use in my entire life?
Hold on, that's a great question. I gotta hit a button I forgot to hit. There we go. Does that look good?
Yeah, it looks great.
Okay, good, perfect.
All right.
Get away from my microphone.
Sorry.
All right, no, listen. That's a great question. Can you use the stimulus check to buy toilet paper? The answer is potentially if there is if there is more toilet paper to be purchased, because toilet paper is still one of the things that very difficult for people to find. What's up? This is The Markay Show. My name's Markay. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a lot of questions coming in about these checks.
Do we know if the relief bill eliminates the requirement to pay back the stimulus check that everyone's going to get? Or is this indeed free money this time?
You don't have to pay it back. It's not. Hold on. I got to wipe down my microphone, too. We're very coronavirus lax here today. You don't have to pay the money back. The money is your. Here's how this works. So finally, the Senate passed this economic stimulus package. And I want you to understand that it is not an unemployment package. It is an economic stimulus package. Now, there is a lot of money in there for extended and bolstered unemployment benefits because a lot more people are on unemployment. So we're going to need more money for that. But the other thing that it includes is a lot of corporate money so that corporations don't go out of business. And that's important, Democrats, because corporations are the reason why a lot of people have jobs. In fact, the bigger the company, the more people they tend to employ. And if they go under, then you're going to have a bigger unemployment problem. And then, of course, there are these direct payments to Americans. And these direct payments are coming to people who have Social Security numbers and work. And this is something that confused even me at the beginning, but this is money that's coming to you even if you're still working. You don't have to be one of the 3.7 million people who filed for unemployment to get this money. This is money that is being sent to you to stimulate the economy. So if you're an adult and you have a Social Security number and you work here or you just got laid off or whatever, and you make less than $75,000 a year, that's your gross income. If your gross income is less than, I'm sorry, $75,000 or less, because if you make $75,000, you're still eligible, then you get $1,200. You qualify for $1,200. Couples making $150,000 or less, get this, qualify for $2,400, which makes sense because it's just two times one person. If you have children, you get another $500 per child. Children, $500 per child. And then, of course, as you make more money, if you make, let's say, $80,000 a year, you may get less money. You're not going to get the full amount. If you make $90,000, you won't get the full amount. If you make $99,000 or more, you get nothing. Because the federal government seems to think that you're fine. You probably have some money socked away. Even if you don't, you will be able to weather the storm. If you're a couple and you make $198,000 combined, then you get nothing. Because once again, the two of you should be okay. If not, let this be a nice learning exercise for you so that in the future, you sock a little bit away to get through the lean times. Now, you can't get a payment if someone else claims you as a dependent. So if you're a kid and you're 18 and you have a part-time job, but you're still living at home and your parents claim you as a dependent, you ain't getting nothing. They're getting your $500 check. So you've got to make sure that you work with them. You must have a valid Social Security number in order to be eligible. And there is an exception, of course, for members of the military. Now, this is the other exciting thing. This is money that the government wants you to spend. So if you make $75,000 or less and you get this check for $1,200, then they want you to go out and spend it. Here's the kicker. Right now, there's really no place to spend it because everything's shut down. And I don't know if you're supposed to be getting this check in like the next 3 weeks. That's the plan. If they're going to vote today in the House and then the president's going to hopefully sign it sometime this weekend. And then within 3 weeks, they're projecting that the checks are going to start going out. The checks are going to hit your mailbox. You're going to go to your mailbox one day. Hopefully you'll be wearing gloves. You're going to open it up. You're going to pull out the mail. You're going to see a check from the U.S. Treasury. Hopefully you're going to take a wipey and wipe down the envelope so you don't get the coronavirus. Then you're going to open it up. You're going to take it to the drive-through bank. And you're going to deposit it or cash it or whatever. But this, again, is going out to all Americans because they want it to stimulate the economy. This is different than unemployment insurance. This is different than unemployment benefits. You can still be employed and expect a check. But the government doesn't want you paying down your credit card bill. They don't want you paying off your mortgage. They don't want you doing that. They want you to go to a local business and buy something. Hopefully the local businesses will be open by then. You know, hopefully, and again, this is a big point of contention because the president now is very concerned with the economy and saying, look, we can't let the cure be worse than the problem. The Dow keeps bobbing up and down. It's down 827 points today. It was up like 1,200 yesterday, 2,000 the other day. It's going back and forth. Companies are making massive layoffs. They're changing all kinds of things. And now what you have. What you have in this scenario is the government wanting you to go out and spend money to support the economy, get that, pump that money back into the economy, support your local restaurants, support your local businesses, support small business, make sure they can hire employees, make sure they can keep their lights on and keep producing money for your economy. The key there is, are these places to spend money going to be open in the next 3 weeks? I mean, that's the real problem. Sure, we want you to stimulate the economy, but will there be an economy to stimulate? What if you get $1,200 to go out and spend, but to go out and blow at the bar? You want to buy shots for all your friends. You want to go buy tacos for the office. You want to go buy donuts somewhere, but there's no place to go because they've all been forced to close by the governor, by the mayor, by somebody else. Are they going to coincide the reopening of businesses with the delivery of the stimulus checks? Because if they don't, then there's no point in doing any of it. If they don't allow you to go out and spend your money somewhere, why send you the money in the first place? You're just going to put it in the bank. You're just going to sock it away. You're just going to pay off some bill. And that helps nobody. That does not stimulate the economy. They want you to go out and go to the beach and buy something stupid like a blanket or an umbrella or some hand-carved wooden trinket that's overpriced, but you just have to have because it would look oh so cute in the entryway to your apartment. That's what they want this money to be used for. The only problem there, the catch-22, is they've shut all those businesses down. I wonder if anybody thought of that besides me. Hopefully in Washington, there are smarter people going, look, if we're going to pump $1 trillion into the economy, if we're going to take this, like, was it $280 billion or whatever, and start writing checks to people and saying, go spend, 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 spend. I mean, are they all just going to give it back to Amazon.com? Because I'll be honest with you, that's the only place I shop these days. I mean, that was really the only place I shop before this, but I'm an unusual circumstance. 855-765-1045. That's the big news today. Now, this thing, again, should get approved, should get passed, should get signed off on. And in 3 weeks, so somewhere just after Easter, when the president said we want to open the country back up, middle of April, that's when you should be expecting money in your mailbox. 855-765-1045. Listen, if you have any other questions, I'll try my best to answer them. I've been studying this for a good 25 minutes. So maybe 24 minutes. I've been studying it for a good 24 minutes. If you have any questions, let me know. We'll dig into it and we'll see if we can get those answered for you. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
The government stimulus check that everybody's getting is subject to income tax?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. The answer to that question is no, you do not have to pay income tax on your stimulus check because it's not income. It's stimulus. 855-765-1045. This is John in Jacksonville. Hey, John, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Marquez Show.
Good, Marquez. I got a comment, and one of my questions just got answered.
Oh, okay, good. What's your
comment? I'm sitting in my local Kangaroo getting my chili and cheese dogs for lunch with my Polar Pop, and I wanted to ask, one, if it's taxable income, and two, if the Democrats are eligible since they voted against you.
Well, technically, in the end, all the Democrats in the Senate voted for it, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, I think anybody who serves in the U.S. House of Representatives or the Senate, they're way out of the pay range. I mean, they're not getting the money anyway. They're way too rich. But definitely, thanks for stimulating your local Circle K, because that's what you're supposed to do with it. When you get this money does nobody any good if you hoard it. You're not supposed to save it. You're not supposed to use it to pay your bills. You're supposed to go out and spend it on dumb stuff. That's how you stimulate the economy. If you don't go out and buy AirPods or earbuds or whatever, if you don't go out and buy a pair of shoes or flip-flops that you really like, if you don't go out and buy that surfboard you've had your eye on for God knows how long, then you're doing it wrong. You know, even maybe you want to just go spend the night at a luxury hotel on the beach. Maybe you want to go to One Ocean and get a spa treatment when they open back up. Absolutely. That's what this money's for. 855-765-1045. This is Sam in Cape Coral. How are you, Sam?
Fine. Hi, Mark. Love your show.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
Hey, I just talked about the money, and I'm wondering, you know, the house payments and rents right now are between, you know, $1,000 and $1,400. So I'm just wondering, you know, people lose their job. They want to make their payment or their rent. How far is this really going to go?
You're not supposed to pay your rent with this. You're not supposed to pay. Here's the thing. I mean, your rent maybe, but your mortgage, your bank, if you lose your job, your bank will push those mortgage payments for you. So you don't have to worry about that. Plus, hopefully you're homesteaded. This is an economic stimulus check. If you're unemployed, go register for unemployment insurance. Make sure you get that money as well. But this money is supposed to be used for people to go and buy stuff, to go out to restaurants when they open up, to take Ubers when they are back to, you know, normal business hours, that kind of thing. I just got a notice today from my bank saying, hey, look, if you've been hit by this coronavirus, if you've been laid off, or if you're working at, you know, half your current salary, or if you're furloughed, let us know. We will push back your mortgage payments for 90 days or more should you qualify. That's a totally different exception. And there's a part in the bill to help corporations ease the burden on their clients. Also, there's a portion in this bill to allow small businesses to take out loans so they can continue paying people. And the reason that's a good thing is because then you don't have these people applying for unemployment insurance. So if you work for a small business and you're worried about your job, your boss could apply for a loan, get enough money to keep paying you until the economy opens back up, hopefully sooner than later. And that way you don't lose your job and have to worry about unemployment. Plus, hopefully you get a $1,200 check if you make less than $75,000 a year. 855-765-1045. This is Don in Fort Myers. How you doing, Don?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you today, Mark?
Oh, great, Don. What's your question?
Well, my question is, my wife brought it up. Are we going to have to pay this money back, have to pay taxes on it? I mean, I'm retired and draw, you know, Social Security.
Yeah.
I need to know. If not, I'm not going to spend this money because, hey, I'm on, you know, a limited fund every month.
Yeah, no, I get it. Fun fact, if you receive Social Security, you do not have to pay. I mean, no one pays taxes on it. You still will qualify for a check if you make less than $75,000 in income, which it sounds like you do. It's not a loan. There's no repayment necessary. This is stimulus money that is given to you by the government. It is not something that you have to worry about paying taxes on. You don't have to list it on your application. And as long as you have a Social Security number and you have filed taxes in 2019 or 2018, because a lot of people are like, I haven't filed my taxes. It's not April 15th. I usually wait till April 14th before I even think about doing my taxes. As long as you filed last year, you will qualify for this should you meet all the specifications. And then they will, if you've already set up direct deposit, this is the best thing, too. If you've already set up direct deposit, you don't even get a check. The government has that info. They're going to go in. They're going to look at your return from last year. They're going to say, all right, you made $65,000 in 2018. You haven't yet filed for 2019, but we're going to go ahead and give you the $1,200. And since we have your bank information anyway, because you did an e-return, we're just going to direct deposit it into your account. So 3 weeks from now, you could log into your bank and see $1,200 there tax-free from the United States government as part of this economic stimulus. The last thing they want you to do, though, is save it for a rainy day. It's raining. They want you to go out and spend the thing. 855-765-1045. Great question. We got a ton more coming up. We're going to take them all here in just a minute. Stay tuned. It's the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
And it's all about the economic stimulus package. Big package. Big package in Washington, D.C. Trillions of dollars to stimulate the economy, and it passed the Senate. It looks like it's hopefully going to pass the House unless someone wants to be a douche. And then the president's going to sign off on it, and then the checks will start coming, Steve Mnuchin says, in like 3 weeks. Or the direct deposits will start coming if you're, you know, one of those people that likes to get your money digitally.
Don't forget, Mark, if you are head of household, your income limit goes up to about $135,000, I believe.
That is true. That's something that we didn't mention. If you claim yourself as head of household, the full payment you get would be, or you would get the full payment rather if you earned $112,500 or less. So that's for all you heads of household out there, $112,500 or less. We're getting a lot of questions about it. Really great questions. If you can't get through on the phone, you can leave us an open mic message. Download the 104.5 WOKV mobile app. Record your open mic message. Send it in like this dude did.
Hi, Mark. Hey, clarify that a little bit. You said that an individual who has a Social Security number who is working or not working, so like my 19-year-old son who has had a part-time job for a couple of years will get a $1,200 check. Is that correct?
If he filed a tax return in 2018 or 2019, and he's not claimed as a dependent, because if you claim, here's the thing, if you have a 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, even a 24-year-old who's like in college on like the 8-year plan, if you've got somebody that you pay more than half of their expenses, if you pay their tuition, if you claim them as a dependent on your tax return, they get squat. They get nothing. You are, they're null and void. But if they're not claimed as a dependent and they're working full time and they filed a tax return in 2018 and or 2019, then yes, they will get a return. Now, if you are claiming a child, they have to be 16 years of age or younger. So for every child 16 years of age or younger, you get an additional $500. And again, you don't have to go to the government or go to a website or fill anything out. You have to turn in your census form. They know based on your tax return. So if you, for whatever reason, haven't yet filed your 2019 return, I would file it. You know, I would file it now, especially if you think you're getting money back in your return. If you think you're one of those people getting a tax refund, which let's face it, if you make less than $75,000 a year, odds are pretty good that you will be getting a tax refund. Go ahead and file now. You know, get it done this weekend so that you know for sure that they have the most up-to-date information and they know how much you made. They know what your spouse is making. They know how many kids you have. They know how to get that money to you. If you filed last year and haven't yet filed this year, you're okay. If you haven't filed yet for 2018, you need a new account because, you know, TikTok, 855-765-1045 is the number, 855-765-1045. This is Al Dente from St. Augustine. How are you, Al?
Hi, how you doing, Mark? I have a question.
Yeah.
I owe money to the IRS, like a couple thousand. Are they going to deduct that from my my money?
Do you qualify for the stimulus package?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, all right. As I understand it, no, they will not. You will still get the money because, again, this is economic stimulus. This is not the IRS. They're still going to come after you for the money, but the government right now needs to stimulate the economy. So there's been a temporary.
They take money out of my bank account every month for that money. You know,
they've temporarily stopped that, or they should be. There's been a lot of, because a lot of people are asking about that. They're like, hey, what if you know, I have some kind of child support payment that comes out, or what if I have, you know, some kind of payment that comes out, like you said, automatically because I owe the IRS. They're supposedly going to be putting a stop on all of those. Garnishments, wage garnishments, that kind of thing, student loan defaults, any of that should be paused. If it's not, check with your bank, check with whoever it is that garnishes your wages. But the IRS will not be using this to pay back any back taxes that you owe them. You're still going to get the check, as I understand it. Also, you know, pay your taxes. You don't have to worry about it. 855-765-1045. This is Chuck. How are you, Chuck? Thanks for calling the Markay Show. Hey, what? Oh, look at that, Chuck, bilingual. Carlos, what's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, okay. I'm doing good. Back in the 1900s, we had the smallpox epidemic.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I was young then.
Yeah, I was a little young, too. But they used to take the people and stick them outside and let them feel the power of Mother Nature. And I guess that would be too much to do now. It would be immoral to stick them outside, let them bake in the sun, give them a bottle of water or some goose juice.
Is that okay? This isn't a This isn't a question about the economic stimulus package.
No.
Okay. This is a suggestion on how to cure the coronavirus.
Correct.
You want to stick people that have the coronavirus out into the sun with a bottle of water.
With a bottle of water, or if they're on an IV, give them some goose juice.
Give them some goose juice. Okay. All right. I mean, look, I hadn't heard anyone suggest that yet. So that's
What is goose juice?
I didn't want to ask because I was afraid of the answer.
Oh, okay.
I would be honest with you. Brad in Jacksonville. Brad, hey, thanks for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm doing okay, my man. My question is about this unemployment on steroids. Is it going to be $600 a week, $875 a week, and then what do we do for all the fine people at the Circle K serving up all the hot dogs that don't make that much money?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have not yet jumped into the unemployment aspect of the bill yet, but I'll do that here in just a minute, and we'll get you some of that information about the unemployed. I think what it does is I think it offers $600 a week for 4 months to anyone who is unemployed, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So let me check it. That's a good question. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Sorry, I'm still laughing at the goose juice.
Goose juice, yeah. So somebody Google that for me. Dave in Mandarin, let us know.
The stream is saying it's vodka.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose, yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
That seems to be what the consensus is.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big vodka guy, so I
like the whiskey juice.
Yeah. I like, what do you call it? Tito's. Anyway, go ahead. What do you want to say, Jerry?
Well, I've been on a permanent disability for several years, and I'm under the threshold to even have to file taxes. Am I going to be eligible?
Oh, you don't even file taxes?
No, I don't make. I'm under the threshold of where you have to, as far as income.
Yeah.
But all I get is my disability. That's all I get.
Okay. I don't know. That's a great question. As far as everything that I've heard is, if you filed a tax return, then you will get this money. That's what they're going off of, your 2018-2019 return, or the fact that you have a Social Security number. As far as disability goes, let me check. You know what? Let me check one place here real quick and see what happens. I know that if you're on Social Security, that you get your check. So I would assume.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's from the same fund.
Yeah.
It's just a different division. You got SSI and then you got SSID.
Okay, here we go. Would most people who are receiving Social Security retirement and disability payments each month also get a stimulus payment? The answer to that question is yes, you would.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, I get paid electronically.
Yeah.
So they would already have my information. Okay, well, because I couldn't find any information on. Thank you for the information.
No, you are so welcome. And hey, listen, take care of yourself.
Yeah, you got SSI and then you got SSID.
Okay, here we go. Would most people? What is happening there? What? That's weird. I was hearing myself for a minute. 855-765. I mean, that's not bad. I enjoy. Oh, you know why? Because this isn't on the right thing. Hang on, let's fix that quickly. There we go. That should work. Okay, good. This is what I was looking for. That was a lot of work just to get a little dinger. That's what she said. And never mind. 855-765-1045. This is Tristan in Middleburg. Hi, Tristan. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, great, Tristan. What's your question today?
Actually, man, I have more of a statement.
Oh, a statement. All right, here we go. Let's hear it.
I truly, man, I believe people are missing a point here, man.
Okay.
If the government wouldn't take so much money from people and corporations, then they would have money to for epidemics like this and to deal with it as far as hiring more people and, you know, shipping more stuff or whatever. Because I can tell you, I work for a small concrete company. He's, you know, about 20 people.
Yeah.
And he told us that he pays 40% tax. Once he's paid everything and his profit, is he pays 40% tax.
Who is he, your boss?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a corporation.
Right.
Right? And that's 40% he's paying. And then when he transfers money to his account out of his business, he's probably paying another 20% personal tax, you know.
Right.
And then every time his corporation pays me, they pay another 20%, or I do.
Right. Got it.
And income tax. This is all coming from the same place, all this money, right?
Right.
If they would not take all that money from us,
right,
then they wouldn't have to give it back in times of crisis. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct, except they did take all the money, so now, now they feel guilty, and they're like, we should probably, you know what we should probably do? We should probably give it back. And you're right about that. The reason they're giving it back is because they want to save the economy, and they want to save the economy because when you pay, when you get paid, as you just pointed out so eloquently, you pay taxes. The only way that the government gets money, because the government doesn't create anything, it doesn't sell anything. The government doesn't do anything. The government's a huge bureaucracy. The only way the government gets paid is when you get paid. And when that's why when unemployment numbers are down, everybody's happy because the government gets more money. But when a politician can't figure out how to get out of people's way and can't figure out how to stimulate business growth and stimulate, you know, employment growth and get those unemployment numbers down so that the government can make more money, then they do the only thing they know how to do, and that is raise your taxes. So, yes, if we didn't get taxed so much, the government wouldn't have to write us all checks right now. But they did, so they are. So that's where we are. 855-765-1045. We got a couple more. We just found out that Lenny Curry, the dictator of Duval, will be giving another press conference here at 11 a.m. We will take that live. And in the meantime, we have a couple more minutes. We're going to try to squeeze in whatever stimulus questions you have here in just a minute. So stay tuned. And more of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Support local businesses. Go buy a gun.
That's a great idea. You know, really give the economy a shot. 855-765-1045. $1,200 if you make $75,000 or less. And the other Josh has had a good question. He said, what if you had a kid in 2019, but you haven't yet filed your 2019 taxes? Do you get $500 for that kid? And I would have to extrapolate from the information I've been given by the U.S. government that no, you don't. Because if you filed in 2018, that was the last tax return they have on file, and there were no children listed as dependents, you don't get the $500. So if you had a kid sometime in 2019 and you haven't yet filed your taxes for 2019, that would be a good incentive for you to do so, like ASAP, like today, tomorrow, Sunday at the latest, maybe even Monday if you can't get an appointment, because you want that extra $500 in stimulus, which you get for every child under 16. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Steve in Daytona Beach. How you doing, Steve? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hey, thanks. It's like, I got an interesting question. So I was like, I was a bonehead idiot, is like about as stupid as you could come. It's like, I got busted for drunk driving. And I was like, so I was locked up and I was not able to file my taxes last year. I got out. I was in the process of filing my taxes for this year and last year when this happened. So what happens with mine?
So you haven't filed for 2018 or 2019?
Nope. It's like, I was actually in the process of filing is like when all of this happened.
When the corona, okay, but you can still file your tax. You can still file.
Yes.
All right. So go.
I'm just wondering is like when 18 is like, since if they go on last year's return, I didn't file last year's return. So
no, I get it. All right, Steve, here's what you do. Hang up the phone, file your taxes before they pass this thing and before the president signs off on it. That way they'll have your returns for 2018 and 2019 on file, and you'll be able to get your stimulus check.
Okay, thanks.
And no problem. And then you can use it in the future to call an Uber. So you don't have this issue. You don't have this issue. You still have $1,200 to take a cab home. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Bill in Jacksonville. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Have a great day. Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Bill, what did you want to say, sir?
Well, I was listening to you about 30, 40 minutes ago talking about Americans taking the stimulus money and banking it, paying off a credit card, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Going to buy a wooden drink and hang in the doorway. But we as Americans, if we use our money properly, we have money. We wouldn't need the stimulus. We'd already have it in the bank. So paying it in the bank is most of us aren't going to do. We're going to go spend it. And my other point is, here we got, I'm reading an article this morning where a gentleman, $27 million turned into 2 point, some odd billion.
Yeah.
With the stocks. I think legislation, I think we're going to get a lot of laws coming out of this, but I think we need something to where we cannot have a sell off of stock. I mean, I understand other countries are going to do what they're going to do, but. Americans are making money off of this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. Look, here's the thing. You're talking about a couple of things. There was the hedge fund guy. What was his name? Atwood. I don't know. He made like billions of dollars off of the short sale from stocks because he's a negative stock. Anyway, there's a whole thing about it. He basically shorted the stocks. He's potentially in trouble because he may have actually gone on television and pinpointed some stocks in particular that he made a lot of money on, which helped drive their price down. The senators who sold their stocks off early, that, you know, there are insider trading laws which they may be susceptible to, but that's something for the courts to deal with when the courts reopen. As far as the stimulus goes, look, if you've got savings, if you've been responsible, if you have money in the bank, if you can weather the storm, then that's great. You have no excuse not to take this $1,200 and go out and buy something to help stimulate the economy, like a gun, like that guy suggested. Or, you know, go out and spend it on frozen yogurt, you know, Froyo. Buy a gym membership from a local gym. Buy a Mark K. Show t-shirt on our Facebook page. Mark K. on Facebook. Buy a hoodie. Buy hoodies for your entire family. They're lovely and comfortable and stylish. 855-765-1045. Great call, though. Great point. Quick break. Supposedly, the mayor will be giving a press conference here. We will take that live momentarily. If not, we'll be back with more of the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay, and we are back live. 855-765-1045.
I just want to say thanks to all my fellow nurses going out there every single day and taking care of folks in the hospital and supporting the healthcare system. And thanks to Krispy Kreme and Starbucks for giving us free stuff to help keep us going and keep us motivated. Thanks.
Man, look at that. Nurses, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme. That's a good time right there. 855-765-1045 is the number. We do have some fake news Friday coming. The mayor didn't go as long as we thought. He gave us an update. Basically, don't do anything. Don't go anywhere. We'll turn off your lights. Same stuff. Same stuff, different day from the mayor. So basically, no big changes. He did mention how the Lot J lines were not as long as they used to be. And that, again, is because there hasn't been a spike here in the area. And hopefully there won't be one. But, you know, still social distance. 855-765-1045. We got a couple people that have been waiting very patiently. Brandy in Middleburg. Hi, Brandy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, Brandy. Thanks so much for asking. What did you want to say today? What's your question?
My company has furloughed us, but we're kind of on an on-call basis.
Okay.
So if we get called back in, how many hours are we allowed to work and still be furloughed?
That is an excellent question that I have no idea the answer to. Do you have like an HR department or something, or is there some on-site representative that you're supposed to bring these questions to? Because furloughing, and I think specifically, I don't know if it's a company-wide thing or if it's a statewide thing. Probably it's a statewide thing. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll look into that, and we'll see if we'll Google that, and we'll hopefully David Mandarin can get us the information that we need. Curtis in Kentucky. How you doing, Curtis?
I can hear you, but they've got double speed on this thing.
You can hear me.
I can hear you, but there's also a commercial going on.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, all right. Well, what did you want to say?
You made the comment that the government only gets paid when we get paid. That's not true. They get paid for your property tax, fuel tax, road tax, and all the other taxes they get from us. Trucking industry alone pays over $100 million in fuel tax alone.
Right.
A day.
But that is, yes, you get, there's tons of different taxes, but you're only paying taxes if you get money. So they want you to have as much money as possible. I mean, that's the other thing, too. That's another great reason why they want you to buy stuff. You know, the economic stimulus package, that's how they're getting their taxes back. Great point, though. Great point. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045. We'll squeeze in a few more questions, and then we've got some fake news Friday coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
I'm going to use my stimulus check to get me some trees cut down in my backyard. Would that count as something good?
Absolutely that would. That would, because first of all, you're getting rid of trees, and they're just sucking up all the oxygen. Sucking up all the carbon. No, they make oxygen. Doesn't matter. There's too many of them. So get rid of them. Also, it would put the money in pockets of a local business, because I assume you're hiring somebody locally to get rid of the trees and cut them down and that kind of thing. So, yeah, cutting down trees, it's a great way to use your $1,200. I would definitely recommend that. The other
I don't have any trees.
You don't have any trees?
No, I guess I just can't spend any money.
No, here's what you do. Use your $1,200 to buy some and then hire someone to come and cut them down.
Oh, it's a win-win.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody wins except the trees.
You're doubly stimulating the economy. Yeah, but the trees don't, you know, they'll just grow new ones.
You got to think of the trees, Mark.
855-765-1045. I have a very funny tree story. Maybe I'll tell it to you later. About my HOA.
Before we leave?
Maybe. Maybe, if you're lucky. 855-765-1045. This is Jennifer in Florida. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Mark?
Doing really well. Thanks so much for asking. We appreciate it. What do you want to say, Jennifer?
Well, I actually got a question for you. It's about a stimulus check. I'm a caregiver, and the gentleman I take care of, he lives in the same household as me. And when I file taxes, I put him under me because I take care of him, and he gets Social Security. And long story short, will he get a check, too, or will it be all under me?
That's an interesting question. So you have an older person who you claim as a dependent.
Yes.
And you claim them as a dependent on your taxes?
Yes.
I think that probably what will happen is they would not, because you're claiming them as a dependent, but I don't know that for sure. The only information I know for sure is that if you have a child under the age of 24 who you claim is a dependent, that they wouldn't get the money. So I would maybe, you know, I would definitely check with an accountant or if somebody knows. But the government's going to figure it out. This is the other thing, too. People are not going to have to do anything. You don't have to go online. You don't have to fill out a form. You just sit and wait. And the IRS is going to accumulate all this information based on your tax form. So, yes, if you on your tax form, you claim them as a dependent, I would assume, again, I don't know for sure, I would assume that would take them off of the recipient list. I don't know if you would get an additional $500 because of that, because I think that only is for children 16 years of age or younger. But again, I don't know. I would definitely check with like an accountant or something if you can give them a quick call. Hey, but a very good question. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Big Herb, how you doing?
I am doing great. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I'm going to talk about places to spend the stimulus money.
Okay, that's exactly the subject we're talking about. So good,
okay.
good.
All right.
My understanding is all those good places were closed right now.
Yeah. What do you want to say, Big Herb?
Wrong. Sam's is open.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people don't realize there are two places in here that you can go that you don't have to be a member. That's the pharmacy and the liquor store. And the liquor store is open.
So you think the best place to spend your stimulus money is the liquor store?
You need a place to spend it.
Yeah. No, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. That's probably, I'll be honest with you, where I would spend mine. Because, you know, get the fancy wine for the weekend instead of the box.
You got to stimulate your night.
Hey, man, government sent me $1,200. Today, we're getting one in a glass bottle.
Buying some fancy grapes.
Isn't that great? And it's not going to be one of them pop-tops either. It's going to have a cork in it. 855-765-1045 is the number. $1,200. I mean, it is. Look, it's a lot of money, and they want you to spend it. They want you to stimulate the economy. Ken from Florida, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Ken. What do you think? Oh, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so with the $1,200, if you pay it that towards a credit card and then spend it, you get your cash back rewards. That's like $36 or 15 hamburgers.
Oh, I see what yours. Ken's trying to be the points guy Oh, Josh, you'll appreciate this. You like credit cards. So what you're saying is you take your $1,200, you apply it to your credit card, get points off of it, then spend it on your credit card because it's basically you're now getting the $1,200. Your credit card limit isn't changing, and you're getting the additional points.
I can't follow it. What do you mean you put it? You
come
put
on,
it
how do you not follow that?
You put it on your credit card?
You literally have 92 credit cards.
Yeah, but you like just make a payment, you're saying, and then that's like free money for your credit card?
Because you're getting points. When you pay down your credit card, they give you points.
Oh, yeah, so he's saying just use your credit card.
No,
right?
No. What he's saying is let's say you have a balance of $2,000 on your credit card.
Right.
You get your $1,200 stimulus check. You pay down your credit card by $1,200, okay? You get points.
Right.
And then
you don't get points for paying down your credit card.
Yes, you do.
You already got those points, though.
But you only get points after you pay, right?
I suppose.
No, yeah. You get points when you spend.
I think you only get points when you pay.
Oh.
No, you get points when you spend.
But don't you have to pay it? Don't you? I'll take your word for it. You sound like 8557. Either way, you get points and
right,
you get the
$1,200.
Yeah,
I'm all about more points.
And your credit
card. But it just sounds like he's saying use your credit card. Like just buy a bunch of hamburgers.
With the point. Never mind. 855-76. That was I don't know why I'm the only one that could follow that phone call. Usually I don't follow those things. Paul from Atlanta. How you doing, Paul? Paul, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Would be the more poignant question.
Okay, that's great.
So, oh, good.
Trump administration gave $1,000 to sit at home.
Paul, hold on. The Trump administration gave you $1,000?
I'm asking, was that true?
Paul. So Paul, you're just joining us. You want to know what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Let's recap for the good idea. Let's recap. It's been a couple of hours.
So Mark was born and...
Okay. Basically, here's what happened, Paul. Something called the coronavirus came here from China. No, listen, there's an economic stimulus package that they're debating right now in the House of Representatives. And when that passes and when the president signs on it, it's going to send a lot of money out to Americans who qualify for that stimulus package. A check for $1,200 or less, depending on how much money you make as an individual, $2,400 or less, depending on how much you make as a couple. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're single.
Yeah.
Great. So if you make $75,000 or less, you will receive $1,200. If you make more than $75,000 but less than $99,000, you'll receive a subsequent payment, just not as much. And if you make more than $99,000 a year, you receive nothing because you're already economically stimulated.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's beautiful. So there you go. Trump 2020. That's all you need to say. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. Before we get out of here, we're going to have our own Mark K. Show stimulus package. We're going to give a Mark K. Show t-shirt to whoever wins Fake News Friday today. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. We need two contestants, and we'll do that right after this on 104.5 WOKV. It is the Mark K. Show. That's what we call it.
What's my name again?
It's only on like 15 different logos here in the studio. 855-765-1045. All right, so here's the deal. It's time for some Fake News Friday. We have two contestants who've been waiting very patiently. The first one is Kevin from Sanssouci. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, Mark.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. You're going to be playing against Dan in Missouri today. What's up, Dan? How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for being here. Dan, say hi to Kevin. Kevin, say hi to Dan.
Hey.
Hi, Dan.
All right, good. All right, now keep your distance. I need you guys at least six states apart. All right? Okay. looks like you guys are following the rules.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty far apart.
Here's how this works, gentlemen. I will be reading you a headline, rather, and you have to just tell me one at a time if it is a real news headline or if it is a fake news headline. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins the Mark K. Show prize pack featuring the Mark K. Show t-shirt. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Perfect. Here we go. Kevin, we're going to start with you. Listen carefully. Tell me if this is real news or fake news. Toilet paper-shaped cakes have been selling out amid coronavirus hoarding hysteria. Toilet paper-shaped cakes have been selling out amid coronavirus hoarding hysteria. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say real news, Mark.
You're going to say that's real news, Kevin?
Yes.
That is real news. Now, I don't know if people are buying them because they think they're cute or if they accidentally think that they're real rolls of toilet paper and they're just in for a rude awakening. But, yeah, there's there's a bakery that's making a killing selling toilet paper-shaped cakes. And it is in, it's a German bakery. They're doing great. They also have little cookies with masks on them. So they're really, there's people that see the coronavirus as a marketing opportunity. So congratulations. All right, Kevin, you are on the board with a point. Dan, are you ready for your first headline?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully. Here we go. Online retailers are reporting that the sales of pants are plummeting as more and more Americans start working from home. Online retailers reporting the sale of pants are plummeting as more and more workers are working from home. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say fake.
You're going to say that's fake news?
Yeah.
You are fake news.
That is fake news. But, man, I'll be honest with you. I can't remember the last time I bought a pair of pants. So I work at work, so that's interesting. All right. You guys are tied up 1-1. Kevin, we go back to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Listen carefully. Here we go. Nancy Pelosi delayed the stimulus package in the House of Representatives until her new souvenir signing pens came back from the printer. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Fake news.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi delayed the signing of the stimulus package in the House until her new souvenir signing pens came back from the printer. You think that's fake news?
I do.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past her, but you are right.
Oh, that's fake news.
That is fake news. Here we go. All right, ready? Dan, you can tie it up with this one right here. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully. Here we go. Strip club was forced to close, so their exotic dancers now deliver food to people with a new service called Boober Eats. A Portland strip club was forced to close, so their dancers now deliver food to people with a new service they call Boober Eats. Is that real news or fake news?
Come on, Mark, that's easy. That's real.
Come on. Of course everyone knows about Boober Eats. We all got the things on our phone. All right, listen, it's 2-2, and that means you guys are all tied up. And while we have more headlines, we have no more time. You can blame Mayor Lenny Curry for that. So we're going to call it a tie. You both get Marquesho prize packs.
You are fake news.
Yeah, you both get Marquesho prize packs. But bad news is neither one of you can come to the station to pick it up. Kevin, you can't come to the station because we're closed, and Dan, you live in Missouri. So we'll try to get those in the mail for you as soon as we can. In the meantime, everybody else, thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay inside so the mayor doesn't cut your power off. And keep listening for traffic, weather, news, and the Rush Limbaugh Show. It's all next on 104.5 WOKV.